Because they still.
We were slapping their goal.
They probably bought it.
I was watching it. I was like, you motherfuckers. 1 week ago, you couldn't do this. You couldn't do this against Spurs. I'm seeing everyone shoot. I'm seeing people run past people physically bigger than them. I went, what the fuck is going on here?
That's
you
bad.
Bastards.
Yeah,
you fucking bastards.
To play well against.
Benched, a 14-HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
And it's finished 1-0 to them at the end of the day. It's like, raw, you know? Hey, but let's intro. Let's say hi to all the people them inside. What's going on, people? What's going on, everybody on the TikTok live and all of that? Come on, man. It's the Bench Podcast. It's myself, Charles. I'm in the building today. I'm DJing. I'm doing up the centre mid today. You get me? Distributing and keeping things ticking over and whatnot. Left wing, I've got Kiz with me. Kiz, what's going on? Say hi to the live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah. Come on, man. Got Kiz out here with me. I've got T in the background. T, what's going on? Does that mic work?
Yo.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Maybe that'll do.
Come on, man. Yeah, man, we're here, man. It's the end of the season. It's June the 1st, you know, pinch punch first day of the month and all them thing there, you know, them all them childish thing there. Hey, transfer window officially opens today. I've been seeing online Man United have got Cunha confirmed. Do you get me? There'll be
they're back.
There'll be a lot of old day.
They're back. Yeah, they're back.
Oh,
big up them, innit?
Big up them, man. He's saying what? You're not a...
I'm a casual now, innit?
Oh, okay. And why is that? Can you care to share?
I think I'm just getting to an age now where, like, I want to appreciate the entire sport. And I think a lot of time, would you call it, with a... picking a team and whatnot, a lot of tribalism is in place and whatnot. I just want to watch it as a...
Man said tribalism.
Yeah, I just want to watch it like, you know, like as a fan of the sport and a lover of the sport.
Oh, and not a lover of Man United.
I just want to watch good football, so like, you know.
Do you know what it is? I support that decision because these days, you lot contribute to Tottenham Hotspur's legacy.
Pick up the minute.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, see, my point is, like, disgusting. Like you, obviously, that's you got beef with him, innit? So, for you, it's disgusting. As a casual, I was like, yo, that's good, man.
Oh, yeah.
As a casual.
He's like, clapping what? For them, innit? Like, big up them.
Yeah, like, big up them, man, innit? Yeah.
Yuck.
They got a baby trophy, though. Like, it ain't like a really...
Well...
Biggest comedy choose, though, innit?
They have got a baby trophy. I mean, it's the secondary trophy in Europe. But like you say, beggars can't be choosers. And in fact, because of the fact that they won this baby trophy, they now... jump into the big boy competition next year.
Someone was saying that, you know, it was bare jokes. Mm. Someone, while PSG were playing last night, right? Yeah, Spurs fans were like, oh my, oh shit, we gotta play them.
Yep.
They're they were like, yo, can we skip that?
Do you know what it is? I don't know if you lot seen the graphic. Obviously, it came up on the game. It was like, yeah, it had the date for the Super Cup final, and it was like, yeah, Tottenham versus PSG. And I was like, you lot, that's a long day for you lot, man.
But they got a new manager now, haven't they?
Yes, well, I put something in the group, guys. Whilst we're on this, before we dive straight into the Champions League final talk, Ange Postecoglou.
Gone.
He's got the boot. He's got the P45. Thank you very much for the Europa League. See you later.
I think it's a good decision.
Same.
I think it was only going one way. I think they would have finished probably mid-table again, even with signings. It was just clearly wasn't working.
I was going to see it. What if anyone... What? Can you man see it? What? Anyone alive? Can you man see it? Any Postecoglou. Yeah, what do you lot think? Let me know what you lot think about Postecoglou potentially getting sacked. We're on the same page, so we've got no opposing views, apparently. Kid, T, what are you saying? What, you think Postecoglou should have got sacked as well?
No, that's a bit deep.
Oh, because he won them the trophy and, it kind of contributes to their legacy as a football club.
Didn't they come 17th?
And, yep.
Yeah, he got sacked, good.
What about you, man? Where would you, man, have come if you'd won that trophy?
Well, we came 15th.
Goddamn.
Sorry, bear in mind though, our manager came in like around November time. Bear in mind, I'm not opposed to him not getting sacked. For Man United getting sacked, I'm not opposed to that. I'm not opposed to
that. Disclaimer real quick.
To that. Like it would have made sense if they chose to get rid of him, and it's made sense for them to keep him to try and go through with whatever they want to build with him.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm not going to reference Amorim. I'm going to reference Ten Hag as the reason why I think that Tottenham have done or Tottenham have made a good decision.
Yeah.
Because the writing's on the wall. Like we say, the league, we said this a lot, the league is your bread and butter. Over 10 months, you can see exactly where you're at in regards to your rivals, the rest of the league. So if you're languishing down in 16th, 17th, I know you may have done quite well in the cups, but, you know, cups are very circumstantial compared to the league. The league is a lot more unforgiving.
Yeah.
It's a lot less margin for error. Like, it really tells you what your level is, where you are at.
Yeah.
So when... And this, I'm talking about a Man United team that weren't necessarily playing good football, weren't necessarily clicking on all cylinders, but finished third and won themselves, what was it, the League Cup?
When did they finish third?
When Man United finished third? Like, not last year, the year before.
Yeah, the year prior.
Yeah, right, under Ten Hag, right? So, from then, Man United sort of, it bought Ten Hag time, only for things to get worse.
Yeah, then he finished, I think... Was it?
I think it was eighth.
No, it might have been eighth or even lower, because I think it was second page.
I think it might have been eighth. Ooh, yeah, I think it was. No, I think it was eighth.
I think they were languishing. You guys languishing around second page, and then they got to eighth.
Because you guys didn't qualify for Europa
League.
Yeah,
they didn't qualify for Europa League.
But through winning FA Cup, you got yourself into the Europa League.
They got
those, do you know how scummy that is? Yeah, to not qualify in your league for the Europa League.
They're mad.
But
for
to
that.
Enter the back door. By winning the FA Cup.
Astaghfirullah.
To now get to the final of the Europa League after there's no way you've qualified for Champs or Europa League or Conference League back again to try enter the back door again to win the Europa League to get into the Champions League.
That's mad.
That is
if they had pulled
scummy.
Off as well, it would have been scummy. But unfortunately, reality hit them and they have to now deal with that.
Reality hit them right in the hot Spurs.
Yeah, look at that. Bar for bar.
But
you know they're saying that they're looking at Frank. For the replacement.
Oh, Thomas Frank.
Yeah, I think that's a good move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we said that the other day. Like, if any of them rich, I'm not going to say big six, because their man finished 17th, but rich six.
Yeah.
If any of the rich six had their managers sacked or had their managers removed from their position, Thomas Frank, Glasner, do you know what I mean? These kind of, De Zerbi when he was here, those are all those kind of managers that are like doing well in the mid-pack. This Iraola, Bournemouth as well.
Yeah.
They'd all be one of those ones that we'd consider for them top jobs if one of them rich six managers were gone.
I just still feel like the way that Spurs operate, like above the manager, it's just not enough.
Oh, you mean Daniel Levy?
Yeah, I just don't trust him. Innit? So I feel like Frank will go there, but the other big teams have better setups. You know what I'm trying to say? From top to bottom, they'll always be better.
I think so. But yeah, like I was saying with the Man United thing is, Man United, yes, they were winning. And this is a mad thing because it kind of comes back to the argument that they have constantly with Arsenal fans of, oh, well, we won something every year. But then Man United were also getting worse every year up until this season. So it's a thing where it's like, okay, yeah, the manager... he's in charge and you guys have won a trophy, you guys have won the League Cup or you guys have won the FA Cup, but like, is that just papering over cracks?
I think everyone could see it. Let me put my hat back on.
There he is.
All right, you man know that I wanted him gone, like even when he won the FA Cup.
Yes.
I feel like what I'm trying to say is that they panicked, I think.
Yeah.
I think winning that FA Cup was like, it bought him extra time when it shouldn't do, which is whereas I think what Spurs have done now is the right thing. Is, you know, they probably told him, like, if you win this, you know, you're going to stay. They lied to him. Well done. Like, like a motivational speech in the, what do you call it, changing rooms. But they've made the right decision. Sometimes, right, yeah, like when you can see it's going wrong, you just got to cut it off loose, innit? Like, if you're losing your hand, right, yeah, to like frostbite. You're not going to wait for it to get to your arm and be like, I'm going to cut the whole arm off.
You know what I'm saying? Chop it.
Yeah,
wrist.
Sometimes you've got to be like, nah, I've got to be one hand wonder now, innit?
Go from weak wrist to no wrist.
Exactly, man.
But, obviously, I would say that there are different standards or different expectations between Man United and Tottenham. But for your standards, eighth was never good enough, regardless of the FA Cup or not.
Eighth in your second year as well.
Yeah.
Because eighth in your first year, there can be extenuating circumstances. Eighth in your second year, when you go out and you spend poorly, bear in mind you yourself was the start of a rebuild.
Yeah.
It can't happen. The only way it could happen is if you were unlucky in the entire season. And for me, it wasn't due to being... We were lucky to come eighth, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Because going back to our original conversation, our XG had put us at 15.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is why I have an argument with fans right now. I'm saying like, yo, why are you man angry about where my... That's where Man United are. They are 15th where they're supposed to be. Over, again, over a long period of time, it will always be, turn out to be right. We can't create chances and we can't score goals. You're not going to cut to the... you're not going to compete for Champions League like places or Europa League places if you can't score goals.
I hear it. So yeah, with Tottenham now, now that they've, you know, they've sunk to as low as 17th, I don't think I remember Tottenham even finishing that low in the league, if I'm being truly honest.
Point, yeah.
Do you understand? So that's way below what their standards and what their expectations are.
And he's gone for that.
In spite of winning the Europa League, you know, you can't use that to overlook or paper over cracks or, like I say, overlook the last 10 months where your level has shown that you are 17th place in your country, in the top league anyways.
Bear in mind, though, in the final as well, they didn't batter Man United. Man United were just poor.
Oh, look.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? So it's not even like a thing where that final could be like, all right, cool, I can see what is cooking. It's like, nah.
Yeah.
It's like, you're like bird shit and they're just dog shit. You know what I'm trying to say?
If we're talking quality between Champions League and Europa League, it was chalk and cheese, these two finals.
Bro,
even the Conference League was like, it was entertaining. There was bare goals.
Exactly. So, I mean, they've made the right call. It'll be interesting to see, though, if they go with Frank and do they go to a back three and just those kind of questions, innit?
Well, I think I trust Thomas Frank, who has done more with less.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he's done more because my man's just got a Europa League, so you could technically say, but nah, I feel like in terms of performance level,
of course he has.
He's definitely doing more with less.
Bringing Brentford to the Premier League, then not being a team that are a yo-yo club, then what do you call it? Being a staple in the Premier League to now being a mid-table club that are able to knock off giants in games.
Every now and again, yeah.
Yeah, so that for me is like, I think I spoke to you before Amorim was hired. I spoke about Frank, about I would take him.
It was, I mean, it's like I said before, innit? He's in that pool of names that are always going to get mentioned.
That should get a chance.
If a top gaffer gets knocked off, yes. Yeah. 100%. So, yeah, man. So, let's move.
Oh, shit, I just clocked. If he goes to Spurs...
Taking Mbeumo with him.
That's my point. And I would like Mbeumo in it, whereas... All right.
Listen... You're not going to be able to do. You're not going to be able to Man United your way to signing.
I think we are. I think people are underestimating that bar still has pulled it. You know, like when you're using the same.
Man are still doing weird Man United.
Yeah, you know how sometimes right here, like when you're 20, you could chat to things a certain way and you could get your way. Now you're 31, you still run them lines, and every now and again it works. That's my point.
That is, hey, listen, who's in it? Listen, don't chat to girls in your 20s with the same kind of game when you're in your 30s. That is nasty.
I mean, Man United works. We're Man United our way to Cunha.
That is nasty football.
Cunha is one of the best players in the league and we just came out to him like, yeah, we're Man United. He went right safe.
How much are you paying him? Because I want to see his wages because that's probably a big part of like, yo. You know what I'm saying?
We don't want the lap. But like, but was why I said that.
You don't want the lap.
But first of all, no, because that's cheeky. That's cheeky. I did 10 seconds ago. I said that it don't always work, but the bars work every now and then. That's what I said.
No, you're Man United.
So that where's the lap is a void.
United. Boy. I kicked ball on Wednesday. I kicked ball with the boys. Output and goals on Wednesday.
Oh, so we're down local.
Yeah, man. One of the boys was a Man United fan. He was like, yeah, we bought Ugarte.
Hey, so fuck that guy, man.
Yeah, so, kids.
Hey, fuck Ugarte, man.
Expand on that because
you know
PSG used that money to go and get Neves.
Do you know what crazy thing about that thing is? We were looking at Neves.
Yeah.
But the fee they asked was crazy for Neves, isn't it? Not crazy, but it was a lot.
Because they knew he was him.
Yeah. And we went, nah, we won't pay that. We'll go and we'll fund the move, though, by grabbing Ugarte for the same piece they bought Ugarte for. Bruv. Oh my days, a shinker.
And now you see what João Neves was doing last night. He's one of them
three. I knew the board.
One of them three in the midfield acting like him.
But you know, you know, pause, but I have my eye on the kids. You know that, innit?
You had your eye on the kids?
Yeah.
Big pause.
so you know from time, I knew that I was a baller.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I know Dow. Remember we spoke about Desiree before he signed to...
when he was a... Was he Ren? Yeah.
Yeah, and then we also spoke about Barcola.
Yes.
My point.
Bradley
I mean,
B.
I mean... we unks now, but we're watching the kids still, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? We're babysitting. We've been babysitting it. We're like, all right, that one there's got left foot, you know?
We're babysitting. Aye, listen. Yeah. Them babies didn't need no babysitting against Inter Milan yesterday. 5-0.
It's childish.
It's childish.
Yeah. But they're, you know, Inter have to refund the tickets to their sports.
Bro, that is insane. I've never seen, like, I was on radio earlier, yeah? Mm. And I was saying to myself, I could only really think of one game, right? I've never seen a final in any, Europa League, FA Cup,
What dominance?
That level of dominance.
I think it was when we played United played Barca, not in Rome. Rome was a lot closer than people like make out, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Rome
were better.
Tight.
They were still better, but like it was a lot more. We fall back.
Rome was tight. Rome was tight until Messi scored that header. And it's Messi scored that header.
I remember as well. They cleared a chance off the line as well, like in the dying last 10 seconds before we could try and equalise. But Wembley, they smoked us.
Speaking of Wembley, there was the Man City Watford 6-0.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking, okay, maybe I can remember that. But otherwise, it's very, very hard.
But
to...
it's supposed to be two top teams as well. That's more.
This is
point.
What I'm saying. Two,
it's
like...
unforgivable.
I think that was twice. That was twice as bad as your one.
Yeah.
Because your one was
we fall back as well. Still, Rooney scored.
Exactly. So, you lot actually fought.
Yeah.
Back.
One guy went like, "I'm a bad man." He was like, "I'm a bad man still."
Bro, you lot actually had your gloves on. Inter came into the ring with no gloves.
Hello.
No
bro,
gloves.
Bro, we gotta speak about that guy though.
Unbelievable stuff, man.
When I don't watch him to play, I'm always seeing his name pop on the TL or I'm seeing it on the stat sheet. I'm always seeing Martinez do something. But whenever I watch this guy, he's a two-pack of ass.
So is this the guy that you've decided to attack today?
I'm just saying that there seems to be a common theme here that this guy, whenever it's televised, he's always missing. Can't be a coincidence now. It can't be a coincidence. It's just like the 8th game where I've watched him. I'm like, yo, you're the guy that scored last. No way. Nah, you didn't score.
Well,
not you.
I did have a look. Because once you said that, I did go immediately to Flash Scores to have a look at what his record is. He's got 9 goals in the Champions League.
Yeah, I don't care.
Scored in the round of 16, scored in the quarters, scored in the semis.
Yeah, you know why?
I think in the quarters, I think in the quarters he scored in both legs.
Yeah, you know
That's
why?
That's Bayern Munich.
Yeah, but you know why?
That was televised.
But do you know why? did you watch it live?
No, because I was.
There you go.
I was watching.
That's my point.
Wait,
when no one watches in the
quarters.
Who
do we play in the quarters? Weren't I in Eindhoven?
Yeah,
I was in Madrid.
That's my point. There's no pressure. He's scoring goals. The minute we're all watching, this guy is shit.
Man, I.
But yeah, they were set out. You know, it's like lambs to a slaughter. They were sent out there and they weren't ready for it. They weren't ready for it.
Where did you watch the game? Did you watch it at home?
Yeah. Do you know where it was as well? I was going to go to a lounge to watch it.
Yeah.
But I had a feeling. I had a feeling that these men were going to get smoked. I was like, yo, I don't want to go pay XYZ, to go sit there and watch. Because you know something? Even though I like PSG and I want them to win, I don't enjoy that.
Yeah.
Because it's boring. I wanted PSG to win, but I wanted it to be a tight affair where I was like, oh, who knows? Bro, by 20 minutes, I was like, yo, they're going to get smoked, you know?
That was boring,
innit? Yeah, I was like, this went one way, one way only.
Bro, I went to a bar. There was more action. There was more action in the bar than what was going on the TV. So I got to my bar. I got there like 55 and 58. The guys are walking out, you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm here just in time, man. I get a drink. I look to the bar, I see the line. I said, oh my God, the line is going from the bar halfway in between the bar and the front door. I said, oh my God.
That's crazy.
I'm there in the line. I'm there in the line. I can't lie for a good half an hour. I've missed both the goals. So I've missed PSG going 2-0 up within 20 minutes. Goals from Desiree Doué and Hakimi on 12 and 20 minutes respectively. Yeah? Mm. So it's like 20 minutes gone. I look around now. I turn around. And you know when you see, you know, like you can sense when there's a fight because you see one person and it just takes one person to stand up super shot. Like, yo, 10 people done it. And then all you hear is like some ruffling. Oh, okay. So there's 20 minutes gone. There's 2 goals. I'm standing in the line trying to get one drink. There's a fight going on in the bar. There's more entertainment going on in my immediate surroundings than there is on the TV.
The fight, was it more even?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, it was movies,
at least there were swingers.
You were like, yo, we don't know we don't know which way it's going.
Bro, a referee, one of the barman had to get involved. He got banged too. Oh, everyone was fighting.
Amazing.
It's a good old fashioned slobber knocker. Yeah. Shout out JR. I heard he just had cancer treatment as well, man, like JR.
But yeah, that game, first of all, but on the bright side, Baby Ney.
Shout out to Desiree Doué, man. Two goals. So let me sort of go through it. Obviously, PSG came out straight away. Intense, high pressing. Inter Milan didn't know what to do with the ball. We've seen against Liverpool. We've seen against Villa. We've seen against Arsenal how well and how comfortable they are on the ball. Each player individually, like, has high technical ability, even from the back, to be able to move it and progress it forward. So Hakimi's put them 1-0 up after 12. Doué's put them 2-0 up after 20.
By the way, those two goals, my man was in hell. DeMarco was in hell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my day. You could see in his eyes. He's like, get me off this pitch right now.
It's the typical wing-back thing where, like, going forward, obviously, he has, like, his abilities, but obviously, he's got to watch out for Hakimi, because Hakimi, I don't care if you...
Heard a right-back scorer in the first goal.
I don't care if you go forward. Hakimi's coming back. Hakimi's coming straight back. Bro, don't watch Hakimi. He scored in the quarters against Aston Villa. He scored in the semis against Arsenal.
His goal against you was buffed,
though. He scored in the final as well. Bro.
Baller.
Best right-back in the world.
Yeah, shout out Hakimi and shout out his mum.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Because of the whole thing, innit?
Oh, okay.
He felt a bit bad, yeah.
But yeah, man, So 2-0, it looked mad comfortable. It looked as though PSG were going to run away with it. And then there was some point towards the end of the first half where there were a couple of set pieces. There was that header from Thuram at the back post.
And the defender, I think, is it Achebe? What's his name?
Achebe,
yeah. That brother as well. He had one prior to that. Middle of the goal. I was like, bro, he's not on target. It's a goal.
And like even with PSG progressing the ball now, I see Vitinha like passing the ball off the pitch, like misplacing an easy one. I'm thinking, okay, maybe like a little bit of complacency might creep into the young boys game, and do you know what I mean? And PSG might be starting to feel the occasion just a little bit.
That third goal though.
But then even towards the end of half time, Kvaratskhelia, Dembele, Doué, they're all getting shots off, they're all getting chances off. It happens again in the second half. Now, they make an early substitution. They bring my man off. They bring DeMarco off. And they bring Pavard off because they're both having stinkers. Like, I can't believe... DeMarco was one of those guys where I was like, yeah, he's probably best left back in the world.
Yeah, he's cold. I was like, yo, going into it, he's one of those players that I hadn't watched a lot, but I heard bears about. And when I did... Unironically, unlike Lautaro, when I do watch him, in the champs, he's good.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm expecting a solid performance from this guy.
But this one here, bombastic stinker.
Yeah.
Gigantic stinker.
Baby Ney had him in hell.
Got dragged off. And then Bissek. So Bissek, centre back for one of the three centre backs who's impressed me actually this year.
We're linked with him in it. So I was watching it. I was like, all right.
He comes on. I seen him in November when we went to go see them, and I've seen him like in bits and pieces this season. I'm like, okay, this is a good player. Maybe he should have started. He comes on instantly on 53 minutes, right? Important to remember that. 53 minutes he comes on. Instantly, Inter Milan can play like 5-10 yards up the pitch because they have someone at the back who actually has a little bit of pace that can run with these man because they're running all over the gaff.
Exactly. You can match the map for pace to pace and whatnot, yeah.
It's peak. So Inter Milan probably had their best 8-9 minutes until he goes off with an injury. And they bring on Damian and another defender. So in the second half, after 63 minutes, there's been four defenders that have come on.
Yeah.
Four defenders after you're 2-0 down. A minute later, 63 minutes, probably the goal of the game for me.
Yeah.
Doué's second goal, started by Vitinha. 1-2s with the centre-backs. The 1-2 with Dembele.
You know what?
The
little
drag back from Dembele.
It's the fact
as well.
That Dembele, he holds it. If you watch it, he fully holds it for a second because he sees already what's going to happen. He knows my man's going to run this way. So he's like, I'm just going to hold this. And the fact that, like, no interplayer, I mean, I know it sounds like, you know, hindsight, but no one else could see what he could see.
So he's just, Dembele is one of those, unpredictable players. He can just invent a little something like that in a little moment. Freed Vitinha, he slid Doué, nobody's catching him. Now he scored two goals in the Champions League final. It's mad.
That goal, actually me and my brother were having this discussion because of that goal. We were saying that low-key, especially in the midfield, or probably really and truly anywhere on the pitch, it kind of meant to me that the best ability you can have is ball carrying and dribbling. Do you know why? If you watch that goal, right, yeah, you know when he recycles it, right?
Mm.
Inter are still lined up pretty well to block any passes forward. He just picks up and he runs past two players before he gives it to Dembele. Mm. So if you go deep, it like when they're lined up to try and like close down spaces and close down passing angles, it's completely blown up because he just ran past you. For me, that's why I say like, yo, that's why, especially my team, it's the first thing I look at about who we buy is like, yo, can you do that one thing? Because that one thing, it can tear apart defenses. Because you can code shapes all you want, but if a man can pick the ball up and just run past you, shapes don't matter no more.
See, this is that goal really, really frustrated me because I'm gonna be very, very short with this because I don't want to come in here and make it about Arsenal.
No, that's cool.
But Vitinha is not gonna run past Rice and Partey like that.
Yeah.
It then made me think, okay, the three Inter Milan midfielders, Calhanoglu, Barella, and Mkhitaryan, who out of them three would you say is a defensive midfielder?
Probably, bro. No one's a defensive midfielder, but the one that I'd think...
Not one of them, bro.
Yeah, I would think maybe Nico's got something about him. But he has something about him against people who, in the Italian league, isn't it? not around here, bro.
Not one of them is a defensive midfielder. Yeah. Not one of them got anywhere near anybody for the whole game.
But isn't that the idea of why you pay three at the back?
I mean, for me...
Because, like, the idea then is that like the midfielders don't have to be, like, specialists in terms of, like, defensive midfielder, attacking midfielder. They can even be box-to-box because you've got your three defenders, like, there in it. So these lot can be just your... to get up and down the pitch, guys.
So then you rely on the three centre midfielders to have control of the game
yes.
and move it,
which they had none of.
Because
yeah.
PSG pressed them. You see Yann Sommer. You see anytime Sommer get the ball, you see Dembele moving like one sprinter, fam.
I lie.
Bro, pressing the life out of the defenders. They couldn't get the ball forward. And then when it went forward, yeah, there were one, two times where Thuram or Martinez would get a little knockdown, whatever. But the second ball, the third ball,
they lost it.
All PSG.
Literally.
Yeah, Neves, Vitinha, Fabian Ruiz, they had the legs and they had the control over the game over the three Inter Milan midfielders.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see Mkhitaryan do well because he didn't play in the Europa League final when we played Chelsea because he wasn't allowed in the country.
Yeah.
It was a bit mad. It was techie. There was war. Yeah. It was war situation going on. So me, I like Mickey as a player and I wanted him to do well. I rate Barella and I wanted to see, okay, you're in the Champions League final now. Like you've won stuff with Italy, the Euros and that before, but okay, you're here now. Like this
second time around, no?
This ain't new to you. Come, let's see you do something. And then Calhanoglu as well, like I just rate as a player, just in general, innit? So I was like, okay, the three Inter Milan centre mids, I want to see what you lot can do. Like I want to see what's happening against these three centre mids for PSG that everybody's talking about, that everybody's ranting and raving about. Clear winner. Bro, the game, it felt like it was done after 65 minutes, a final of the Champions League.
I felt like it was at half time.
Some people could argue that.
Bro,
after 45 minutes, it's done, bro.
I watched them and I looked at their bench. I was like, who are they bringing on? Obviously, I know you spoke about the defender coming on to behind that pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I wasn't even looking at it from that aspect. I was like, bro, there's no one on here that can change the game.
I mean,
flip it on its head.
They would have had Correa, who's got a bit of an eye for goal, Fratesi, but then by then, like, you've got defenders coming on for defenders who are also coming off. So you have to bring on more defenders.
These men can and did. They can bring on Barcola. They can bring on Ramos. They can bring on Zaire. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I'm like,
yeah,
bro, like...
This is like a one sly... If we're being super nitpicky, a sly asterisk in this Champions League win for PSG. Because last couple windows, they spent 700 mil. That includes the likes of Desiree Doué, Kvaratskhelia, who they got in Jan. This season,
that guy won Ligue 1 and Serie A.
Bro, Jean Neves, William Pacho, Bradley B, Gonzalo Ramos, Lee Kang in the last 2-3 windows, all of these men have come in.
Bear in mind as well, Ramos is like a 70 mil pound signing,
and that's a good nine. A lot of people would be looking at.
They had Colo as well, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that they shipped off to bring in Kvitsa.
Yeah,
so like it's. I get people doing this whole thing of like, they got rid of the big stars. No, They got rid of the big egos. They still brought in stars.
And they spent a lot of money.
Yeah,
so
that front line, you know, as well, it's what I found funny. That front line, I wouldn't even have to have watched them play to tell you it was cold. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Let's not
make it out like these man brought Saka from the academy, or you know what I'm trying to say, or something like that. No, they went to Rennes and were like, yo, who's the best player here that's tearing up the league? You. All right, say no more. They went to Lyon. Who's the best player here? You. Yeah,
come
here.
Who's that guy that's passing the ball to Lacazette all the time? Yeah, oh, him. Yeah, bring him in.
And then they dropped the bar of, you know, we just wanted to strip it back a bit and, go, and you know, and bring back the shot, sharp, man.
Bro, they spent a lot of money, but they did rebuild their team in an incredible way.
Yeah, they spent it correctly. That's what they did, didn't it?
Bringing in young, hungry stars.
But speaking of all that,
they
Charles,
do have the highest wage bill in the world, though, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why now.
But hey.
But we got to speak about one man, though.
Who you want to speak about?
Listen.
Who are you zeroing in on?
I think this game, it showed one thing, or this campaign, it showed one thing. Do not run from the grind. Because at the end of the grind is the Champions League. Mr. Mbappe.
You want to bring Mbappe to the stand?
Tell me you've seen the clip, right, yeah, of when Enrique is sitting him down. He's just trying to tell him, like, yo, you got to press because we have to lead, you lead the team. You have to do all of this and that. And my man's sitting there. You can see in his face. He's like, yo, shut the fuck up. You can see that. He's like, I ain't listening to a single thing you're saying. He's like, pass me the ball and let me shoot. Bro, this is why sometimes, right, yeah, I'll say this. Sometimes you got to drop your ego and do what you got to do for the team, innit? And for me, the only time that I allow for your ego not to get dropped is one of two players. Do you know who those two players are?
Oh, the two aliens.
Yeah. If you're not them, drop your ego.
Man, look. Mbappe is, unfortunately, unbelievable at football.
Very good.
But his ego also is such that he doesn't feel like he needs to be doing the dirty work.
But he's not that good that he does it. That's why my whole thing about Mbappe is.
I think he is, bro.
He's cold, but he's not that good that he don't got to be doing all that.
Who's better than him?
Well, right now in the world.
Who's better
than him? Well, Dembele, number one.
I don't know about
that. I think Yamal's better. I think Salah's better. Bear in mind.
Wait, hold on. Let me ISO. Hold on. Because Manny's on with me. Go on. So I just asked him. Yeah. I just asked my man. Who's better than individually?
Individually.
Don't forget about the team and what they're
taking.
Who's better than Mbappe now?
Who I'm taking as a winger over him. Mm. So if I'm building a team and I need a winger, I'm taking Yamal. I'm taking Dembele. I'm taking Salah. And I'll be real, and this isn't even me being a bit of a token, but there's a slight conversation. I'm gonna whisper it. I might take Saka. I might just take this one. I don't care about the fact that he can run and shoot, bro. No.
I kiss. That's cold. I love that. That's cold.
Yeah,
man said Saka's better than Mbappe.
This Mbappe era died yesterday. The Mbappe era died yesterday, man.
Nah. Ooh.
It died yesterday. It don't mean he's not cold. It don't mean he's not going to bag goals. But that era, it died yesterday.
Ooh, I don't know, man.
It died yesterday.
I know he's
a bagsman.
Have a look at La Liga, bro. Have a look at the amount of goals that he scored.
That's cool. Because the face of La Liga right now is Yamal. That era is done, bro. It's all about Yamal. It's about Doué. It's about Dembele. I mean, I hate to say it. It's about Saka. That's what it is, bro. That's what we're talking about when we look at wingers now.
Nah, you can't. You can't exclude Mbappe from that conversation.
He's cold, but
you actually can't. He's cold, can't but, exclude, but he might be the best out of the lot.
He's not the best out of the lot. I'll say that right now. He's not the best out of that lot. He's cold. He can obviously hang with him, but he's not the best out of them lot.
Well, bear in mind, Mbappe, like from 18, how old is he? What, 26?
Yeah, bruv, he's had a great run.
He's had a great run,
fam.
You're nasty. You're nasty.
He's had a great run.
I'm saying, let me.
You know what?
Because these man. Oh my days.
Congratulations for the run.
He's clapping. Because these men, all the men that you're talking about, all these Yamal and all these men are very young. They've only got like 2, 3, maybe Dembele. Do you understand? They've only got a few years at this level on their CV. Mbappe's been doing this joint for like 7, 8 years. And I can't sit here and say that I don't know if I can sit here and say that any of their men are better than him. Well, they might be having better seasons,
right,
but just better overall, I'm not sure, bro. And he's still done the mad thing when he went over there in Madrid.
Can I ask a question? Go you ahead. See when they played you?
Yes.
Right? When you watched them play that game, were you like, oh, raw?
At the Emirates, yeah.
Were you?
At the Emirates, I was shook because he was moving a bit mad. He had the Nike joints on.
I saw the one flick over. Was it Odegaard or something? He flicked it over. But, bro...
Now, over the 90, he was a threat, but we're like...
this is my point. Like,
other than Inter, who was supposed to be, we're one of the best defences in Europe, bro.
So what I'm trying to say is this. So it's not... Again, I'm trying to zero in it. It's not about output. When I watched PSG's front three against you, right?
Yeah.
I always thought, even though they didn't bag their goals, they were moving mad against you when I watched them play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like you matched them, but I was watching them, just their overall play, they were moving mad.
Mm.
With Mbappe, this is the thing with me. When I watch him play, a lot of the time, if it's not output, I'm like, all right, he's just been good. Like I'm not shook. And you know what? It stems back to when we played them bare years ago. And I remember we had this conversation, right? Yeah. And I told you going forward, right, it was when we had Ollie, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm not shook of him like that. I don't know why it was, but I just wasn't shook of him. Obviously, that one game I turned out to be right because I remember the whole picture came out of Rashford throwing his head, right? But with Mbappe, it's like he'll score, but I'm very rarely, not to say there isn't games, where I'm blown away by what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, so which is why I remember when Henri had this conversation where he said that Mbappe was the best player at PSG like ever, and it rubbed me the wrong way. Because I'm like, he does not hold a candle to Neymar. Neymar, I can watch games and be so shook, and Neymar cannot have any output, but I can watch the game and be so shook of him. I'm never like that with Mbappe. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So when I watch Saka,
let me
bring it to the
because you said one word. You're never like that with Mbappe.
I'm never like shook.
You're never shook with Mbappe.
I think he can score, but yeah. I'm never watching it. I'm never like shook. Yeah, that's cool. You can show him. I'm never like shook. And you know what the crazy thing is? I'm
never
usually right about this.
Shook of Mbappe.
He's above. I'm never like that. Like I am of Neymar.
Manny reckons Mbappe is going to win a Champions League with Madrid.
He's got 4 or 5 years to do so, but I don't give a fuck about that, bro. He went there to join the Galacticos to go and do that. Who already won it. He ran from the grind. These man that needed him, he couldn't do it here. Yeah, get out my face, bro.
He'd been there. He'd been to what? He'd been to a Champions League final with them.
Who's the best player in that final?
Wait. Because we're not talking about him. We're talking about Mbappe now, yeah?
No, that's what I'm saying.
He'd been to a Champions League final.
He knew.
He'd been balling for them. He'd been their top scorer every year in Ligue 1 for like 7 years straight.
Yeah, in Ligue 1.
Bare league titles.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing his thing in Champions League. Bro, you can do your thing without necessarily winning it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. It's not about winning it.
You don't have to
win.
Lautaro Martinez, he didn't win it. He done his thing. He got 9 goals
that
in 15 games.
I told you that guy's a Fugazi.
Maybe to you.
That guy's a Fugazi.
Watch him more then.
I think Bar, was it lockdown where he scored the hat-trick against Barca? But I don't think were there fans in there for that. The one at Nou Camp, the shit Barca team that he played against.
You're talking about Mbappe?
Yeah.
When? What year?
It's supposed to be 2 years ago.
He scored a hat-trick against Barcelona this year.
No, I meant in the Champions League.
I know, but he's done it this year.
Yeah, but like...
you're never shook of him.
I'm not denying that he's not...
Oh, but Mbappe. Oh.
But he's not... I'm sorry to say, he's not in the... Those three that I mentioned, a little asterisk on, Salah, because he's just a bit output. The other lot, when they play football, I'm shook. Like as a winger, like, I'm shook.
Ah, man.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? It's like, the ball gets played in behind. Yeah, I know Mbappe, now I'm shook he's going to score. But if the ball's played to him and I know the defender's good, I'm not shook. Even if I know the defender's good and the ball gets played to Dembele, gets played to Saka, gets played to Demman, I'm like, you might kill him, you know?
But I tell you, I just can't agree with that, bro.
It's like Vinny, it's the same thing.
The thing, because, bro, like, we have Saliba, who is his boy. Like, he knows him. Them two come up together. Do you know what I mean? So, certain movements or certain things that Mbappe done, I even trust that Saliba's there to clock him. But me and 60,000 others, you couldn't be like, yo, are you shook of Mbappe? And all of us would be like, nah. Him, every time he got the ball, he was like, yo, hey, man, hey.
I don't know. Pattern up. I don't know. I think.
But also, the thing is with Mbappe, he's actually very significant in all of this, right? Because the grass isn't always greener. And I bet he's pissed now that he's watched that last night thinking, yo, I should be there. PSG actually needed him.
To go, yeah.
To get to this. And Neymar and Messi. They needed all three of those
Not
guys.
Not Neymar. I think the Neymar thing's a bit
I think they needed
all
three of them.
Do you know why? I think when they had under Tuchel, I don't remember who they played against, but I remember I watched Neymar press. So I went, this guy does press. Because he don't do the whole standing around thing like this guy does. So out of those three, I'll always defend Neymar.
Have you seen him for Brazil?
Yes. But that's Jogo Benito. That's Jogo Benito.
Has it been Jogo Benito?
Yeah, I mean, it's Jogo something. Yeah. But one thing is that I watched a game on the Sugar where I watched him press and I went, fierce. And I've seen Messi press as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Mbappe,
Yeah, but if a man is so devastating going the other way, like,
is he though?
No, he is, bro. Come on, he is.
I think he's a great shooter. He's a great shooter.
He won the Pichichi in Real Madrid by a distance, bro.
I don't know. Do you know what it's for me?
In La Liga.
I have this with forwards, innit? I'll always have this. Yeah, you're a shooter. But if you rely more on pace than you do tech... Not to say you don't have it, but if you rely more on the pace thing than the tech thing... I feel like obviously he has tech, but
bro,
I feel like
Mbappe combination.
But I feel like he does rely more on the half yard burst than he does more on the tech. Do you get where I'm coming from?
You think so?
Yeah, 100%. Same thing with Vinny.
Vinny, I would say more so.
It's the same, but they're what's the saying? They're the same sides of
two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, where yes they both have tech, but for me. Once they lose their pace, they're finished. Once they can't do that knock and run a bit, they're gone, fam. They're gone. Whereas I could see like Saka or a Yamal coming to play midfield more.
Saka's already lost his pace.
No, but you get what I'm saying? Like, it's whereas the wingers like that, I'm always going to take... I'm always going to take wingers like that over wingers like this. I don't care.
Speak on Desiree Doué.
Yeah.
Speak on him, please.
So this is the era we're in now.
We're in
Yamalva's Doué.
Because this is a coming out party for Doué. This one was last night.
Yeah. Shout out to Bench though, because we spoke about this boy.
Come on, man.
Even you did as well. We both spoke about him at the start of the season, like, yo.
We
wanted to watch out. We're like, yo, Doué's doing some dirt.
I seen him in the game. I said, yo, who's that?
Yeah.
Who's that? Yeah. You see the little name montage. I said, yo, who's that?
I remember like when it got announced on Fabrizio that he was going to PSG, and in the chat me and you were like, yo, he's going there.
What's going on? Hey.
Oh, look at this. But yeah, I think now it's just about what we call it growing as a man, isn't it? Because he's 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We see that he's got the bottle.
Yes.
Not even just this game, but in the lead up to the Champions League, he's been putting in performances against Villa, performances against you. Bro, so I'm trying to say, just got to see just now him keep doing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the output gets upped a bit more. Performance-wise, I've just got to keep seeing more of this. That's it.
Who was your man of the match? Yous lot. Who was your man of the match?
Mine
last night?
Was Vitinha.
Yeah, man. I ain't seen a Champions League final get controlled like that since Xavi, bro.
And then my second one was Dembele.
Okay, I might have given it to Doué because of the two goals.
Doué for me was third because I felt like Dembele, bruh, like, it was that thing of them three centre backs are like, yeah, what are we doing? It's like they paid £60 to come watch him play. You know what I'm trying to say?
Wait, 60 for the Champions League final?
Okay, whatever. They had courtside seats to watch him play.
I want that plug.
that guy was pulling off that line, dropping into midfield, flicking out. They're like, rah, I swear to you, see that touch.
Yeah, Dembele, he played a crucial role in
most goals.
I'd say three of the four goals that he was on the pitch for. The last one, he got subbed off, innit?
Yeah.
But yeah, three of them four goals, he played a crucial role in, whether it was giving the ball. Oh yeah, the two assists, the one for Kvaratskhelia, the one for Doué in the first half, all the little roll, the little 1-2 with Vitinha for the third goal. So yeah, he didn't lose the ball, he didn't play bad. I actually want to say
He had a good chance to score as well. I think it was Due's cross to... You wouldn't have seen it because you were at the bar. There was a cross to him, right? Yeah, and I think it was saved or hit side netting, but like he came onto it in the 6-yard box towards the right hand side of the keeper in it, but he hit side netting. It was. I thought at first, you know, when the ball lands on him, you're thinking, "Raw, it's about to." Yeah, it was one of them kind of chances.
I think I might have to apologize to Dembele. You know,
we all have to, bro. We all, no one saw this coming, and you're a liar if you did.
Cause, bro, I seen him in the World Cup final, get a 5-yard pass rolled to him. And you know them ones, there's a hole in your foot.
Yeah.
I seen him lift his foot out to control the ball and it just roll under his foot off the pitch. Confidence. Like I seen him.
Confidence is crazy, isn't it?
Literally.
Because you know what it is? I still remember when he came about on the scene at Dortmund.
Mm-hmm.
I know he was at Rennes as well, but at Dortmund's when he made his
Dortmund,
name.
Oh, at Dortmund, he was mental.
And then the move to Barca almost killed him. Because it was too much.
Yeah, I don't think he fit in there.
He fit in. I still remember the chance that he fucked up against Liverpool when they were 3-0 up. And we thought he scores that tie down, innit? It's literally passed to Messi. I remember Messi carries it bears. We're thinking Messi's going to shoot.
And that was right at the end of the game.
Yeah,
as well.
and he goes, yo, here, have it. And then he looks at Messi, and Messi looks at him. I was like, oh, yeah.
Do you know how unreal it is that, like, at that moment, yeah, and literally, like, the final whistle went after that. And at that moment, there were people going, oh, because he didn't score that one, is there a way in? And I'm here thinking, yo, it's 3-0, bro.
He bagged a free kick from 30 yards out, the game's done.
So he just slapped one in the top corner from a million miles. Like, it's done, bro. And then, obviously, Liverpool did that madness. But, yeah, Dembele going from those lows to
being
where he
injury
is now,
prone and all that.
To being potentially on the brink of a Ballon d'Or, winning the league.
So
winning
that's
Coupe,
what's
with the Coupe de France as well, winning the Champions League court as well. Insane, bro.
So, do we think that solidifies him for the Ballon d'Or?
I gotta say, sorry to him. I think it puts him in first place.
Yeah.
At the minute, is there Club World Cup and maybe Nations
bro,
League?
That would mean shit, man.
I think that stuff for maybe not Club World Cup, but Nations League. If that's on in the summer, because I think the exploits that you have for your country, I think it counts as well. Messi won that World Cup. That got him a Ballon d'Or, as far as I'm concerned. Modric getting to the final of the World Cup with Croatia got him his Ballon d'Or, I think. So I feel like your country exploits will help as well. So if there's like country competition going on in the summer as far as Nations League, if Spain win it, Yamal might come back into it. If France win it, you've obviously got Dembele.
I think
if
it was the Euros or the World Cup, then we can talk about it. But Nations League, it don't hold like that kind of weight.
Probably not as much to
tip something in the balance. For me, I think at various points of the season, it felt like it was Yamal.
The thing is with Yamal, like you could, there's people that argue Yamal
his goal
and Rafinha. Do you know what I mean? Now, who are both on the same team.
But with Rafinha, I think Rafinha has the better output. But for having watched now a lot of Barca games, I feel like there's no way you can watch those games and think that there's a competition between them two. I don't care how. Yeah. I guess the whole thing is like about GA. Like, I don't care how many goals that guy bagged. He's not better than Yamal.
Yeah, because GA can be fugazi,
and,
man.
And you know what?
I don't even like using GA.
I'll tell you this as well. The Inter game is that they got knocked out with solidified it. Because when they had no idea, they kept passing to one boy. They just kept passing to him. They weren't passing to Rafinha. They were passing to him. They were like, yo, do something.
With Inter Milan as well, just I was looking at their run and they narrowly beat Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
They narrowly beat Barcelona.
Yeah.
They were conceding a few goals along the way as well. So
they shouldn't
have
been here.
I guess maybe that luck ran out. Do we think that maybe the final should have been Inter Barca, or maybe do we think that if Arsenal got to the final instead of PSG,
don't do that.
Do you know what I mean? Like
don't do that.
No, but like, do we?
They were the ones that were supposed to be there. PSG. It was the other side where we were like, nah.
As in, do we think that like
it should have been
the PSG Arsenal semi-final game? Do we think that that was more significant for PSG, or do we think that maybe Barca should have got to the final instead of Inter?
No,
like
that's what I'm saying.
Where one of those teams should have played him instead of Inter and
My whole thing is Inter shouldn't have been there. I know that this isn't a game of you'll get there on merit and whatnot. But someone should have accepted a brown envelope from somewhere to make sure that these men did not get there. Because that was horrible.
They conceded one goal. in the league phase.
I don't care. I don't care because you don't win the Champions League on the league phase. You win it on the knockout phase. That's when it counts.
They beat Bayern. They beat Barca.
That's cool.
En route to the final.
That's cool because we watched them, or the highlights at least of them playing. I'm like, yo, these men are kind of meaty.
And Lautaro was scoring.
Yeah, because no one's watching. We all knew if they go to the final, we'd all be watching.
But this Champions League this season, don't you think it's crazy that like PSG were after 7 match weeks and an hour gone in their game against Man City, they were on the brink. They were 2-0 down on the brink of elimination.
I think that's
from the Champions League completely.
I think it's crazy. It's the first year of this format, right? I don't think the guys that made this format could have wished for a better way.
Yeah, it's mental.
For a better way. The way it ended is like, yo, you men can't chat to us. Yeah. My ideas are the greatest of all
Champions
time.
Champions League is going to be like this for 40 years.
Yeah, agree with that. They're going to come next year. They're going to come with some more dumb ideas. Because people are like, nah, my last one's
they're just
going to
keep cooking. They're going to
like, if you score your left foot in the 10th minute of an away game, it counts as 3 goals. They'll be like, nah, it counts. And we're going to be like, you know what? The last thing they cooked with was 6. So yeah, we'll back it.
But low key,
speaking of that, bring back away goals.
Oh yeah, I'm
bring
on board.
Bring back away.
I'm on board.
I think they'll do that slowly.
So a lot of people that I speak to, like, it's very 50-50 with the away goals thing. A lot of people are on it, a lot of people are not. I'm like, yo,
do you know what
bring
I
bring that giant back.
I man. Understand the idea of why they don't have it, because they want it to be, you know, end to end. I know end to end, but like they want people to be fighting it out like non-stop, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But for me,
instead of it being like a chess match.
But I enjoy which is why it sounds nice. Why I watch the Champions League. I think people.
It's a different competition. Like
it's different way you play it.
Do you know what I mean this Premier League is 100 mile an hour back and forth? That it's frantic. I like the new vibe in the Champions League. Little chess match thing.
I think social media has fried too many people's brains where they want it to be. We shoot then you shoot then we shoot.
It's
you
all
shoot.
These kids, bro.
I'm like, no. Sometimes, right? Yeah, I want it to be
with
a thing
footballers
of
footballers as their profile pics, bro.
I want the team that plays at home first to be like, no. This is the game that we go out mad, and then next, if we can get a 2-0 goal lead, we'll go in there, we'll shut up shop.
Do you get me?
And then I want to see how does the team then come back. You know, try it. That's what I
want
to see.
Man want this is the thing. Man want entertainment. They don't want football.
Yeah. Do you know what it's like? If Manny's still watching, it's like people, when you talk to them about, do you like film? And they're like, yeah, I love Marvel. Do you get what I'm saying?
But you don't like...
You don't like cinema.
When Tarantino does
you
the
you don't
thing
like
here,
cinema.
When Coogler does the thing
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm trying to say.
When what's my man?
Scorsese.
When Spielberg Scorsese. Do the mad thing.
Paul Anderson. You don't like...
Oh,
yeah.
But I like Iron Man.
Yeah. I like Sharp Man.
Oh, PSG, after 7 weeks, after an hour, 22nd of January. They all say January is when it really clicked for PSG. I don't know. You know, maybe slow start. You know, we've seen Man City's. I've seen Man United.
Also,
I've seen Man United teams back in the day start slow and then turn of the year, boom, pick it up.
Bear in mind, they signed. They shifted Kulumuani, and then they brought in.
Kvaratskhelia.
I almost said a slander name.
So yeah, they brought in my man, and bro, like nothing that Inter were doing was working, man. You know normally how you'd have like Dumfries, let's say, down the right, just rampaging forward. None of that. I've seen him try to do it, and Kvaratskhelia ran him down, took the ball off him.
Do you know something? What scared me? What scared me, Bears? All this chat about, look, a back three got to the Champions League final, like it's a ting. I watched that and I went like, yo, sack him tonight. Bring me a 4-3-3 manager right now. This can't run. Xabi, that's nice, we're gonna do a thing, but go 4-3-3.
I'm very interested to see
Several teams are doing that now, isn't it? So I want to see how, like, going forward, how it's implemented. I think it's all about, like you were saying, with those 10 minutes when they had, if you have ball players in your back three, that's when I think it becomes a threat. I think if you don't have the, if you're, which is why I don't understand why he didn't start with it. My man must have been injured. And then, like, you know, he could already get a couple of minutes.
Do you think that...
But then Pepard's a ball player, no? Ish.
They're not great with the ball. They're not great with the ball playing out from the back.
But how can you have a back three and not have great ball players?
But I just don't think that they made. I don't think they made the necessary adjustments. I feel like after 20 minutes,
what could they have done?
Being 2-0 down, they could have done something.
No, but you said, but genuinely think about it. I don't think they have anything for them, man. I know in hindsight it's all good about it, but when you truly think about it, they really should have scored the first, like had to have scored the first goal and defended. That's what I feel like. That's what they came to do.
I mean, I think in the first place they should have stopped trying to play out from the back, like every, because they did
their
that.
Turam, and they had Martinez, who actually is very good at holding the ball up.
Do you understand?
So just knock it long.
Go over the press, because they couldn't all night. Even when PSG were 4-5-0 up, pressing them to death. Any time someone got on the ball, he didn't have one moment to pick out a pass accurately. He just had to kick it.
Bear in mind, Charles, the whole point of obviously with the back three as well is that then the free midfield can go more further up.
So Barella can get on them seconds.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I think.
But like they just didn't make that adjustment. Like
they should be a new manager,
bro. That's one little adjustment that I think that maybe they could have made, and they just didn't do it. Like, but I feel like there could have been adjustments to be made there.
Yeah.
But then obviously there's that, and the fact that, like I said, like they brought off a defender. For a defender who then got injured, had to bring on another defender. So, like, it's a combination of, like, they didn't tweak anything.
Yeah.
And certain circumstances on the night were just conspiring against them,
exactly,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is for Inter Milan, unfortunately, lads.
But it's good on Enrique. Shout out him because, obviously, of his daughter.
Bro, so his daughter. I heard that the assistant manager, his wife died as well.
Yeah.
So they had, bro, they just had mad forces.
I like, but they weren't winning, fam.
Bro,
they weren't winning, sorry.
It was destiny still. Destiny, yeah. They had mad forces with them.
Bear in mind as well, also, Inter, like, they bought the league a couple of days before.
I was literally about to come to this. So do you think that Inter losing the Supercoppa final, I think it was 3-0 to Milan,
and then
losing the Coppa Italia to Milan, I think it was 3-2, and then losing the league as well, do you think too many of these scars were on their mind or in the back of their heads going into this final?
Yes and no, because they weren't there and they were outplayed by a better team. You know what I'm trying to say? It wasn't like they let a lead slip or like you've seen them bottle in it.
Mm.
Because you were saying that in the lead up to the final, they had already been conceding my goals.
Mm.
So I feel like that's not why they lost, because they just met the superior team in it. So the answer to that is no. Mm.
It'd be very interesting to see, because also Inter, like, you know, they were one of the older teams in the league. PSG like had an average age of like something in the mid-20s, and it really showed, like, in terms of like the energy, the pressing, the desire, the hunger. PSG made Inter look very old last night. They scored 5, innit? It's very interesting to see what Inter do. Especially now that they've lost the league as well. They've got man in the midfield like Calhanoglu, Mkhitaryan in their 30s. Do you know what I mean?
Late 30s as well, no?
Late 30s. Acerbi's in his 30s. Like, a lot of the older players in the team, it's going to be interesting to see what they do switching things around in the last couple of years and trying to rebuild.
I saw someone speak about, like, that if you ignore the fact that they got to the final, right, if you just see like the gulf of like player difference that the Italian league can draw for, that teams like PSG or the super rich can, that it's always going to be like situations like this. Like, it almost feels like when Inter now get to the final, that they're almost punching above their weight, even though historically as a team that they should be at these finals and whatnot, but it always does feel like they've achieved something extraordinary to get here. Do you get what I'm saying?
I mean, Napoli just won the league with Scott McTominay, Billy Gilmore, Philip Billing.
No, but what I mean is
from
like
Bournemouth.
Italian teams in general, they
don't really have the access or the money to compete to sign the kind of players that PSG are, let's say, or
so
the
like,
talents that young anyways.
If you swapped out any Italian other team, right, yeah, it's the same thing. And then looking at their lineup, like, rah, like.
Okay, you man came with your Billy Gilmore. We got Vitinha.
Yeah, do you know what I'm
trying
to say?
Now let's play ball.
Yeah, do you know what I'm trying to say? It's like Juve have the money in their league, but they're like Man United. They spend it horribly.
Man United.
You know what I'm trying to say? They be buying players. I'm like, yo, why are you buying him?
By the way, T, we're looking at that Juve winger Yildiz, the Turkish giant.
He's cold.
Good player, and he's Turkish, so it'd be comfortable in North London still.
Yeah,
you understand? Left mid joint. That is another Well, I mean, this year, maybe we should have seen the writing on the walls. Any betting men, we should have seen the writing on the walls. This season is a season for breaking your droughts when it comes to cups. Shout out to Bologna. We've got the ball in here somewhere in the studio. Shout out to Tottenham Hotspur. Shout out to Newcastle. Shout out to Crystal Palace. It's like we've been seeing all year, man. It's all about ending your droughts this year. And PSG have now added themselves to the list of Champions League winners by winning their Champions League in Munich.
So it wouldn't be a bench podcast if I didn't have a little dig. When will you marry?
Let me go first.
Okay.
Because there have been three other winners in Munich. Can you name those other winners of the Champions League?
Chelsea,
2012.
So talking three other winners. All right. So
I don't know if you'll get these.
So they're all pre when I'm born, right?
When were you born?
94.
No.
Oh.
One is.
All right. So I've got one then with Chelsea.
That one's before, one's after.
Okay. So Chelsea, obviously. Wait. Marseille?
Marseille in 1993.
I remember they spoke about it, about something like that, innit? Like on the thing. So Marseille, Chelsea. And the other one, it's got to be someone that broke their duck is what you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my days, who would have... Okay, who could it be? Juve?
Nope.
Milan?
You get one more guess, I'll give you a pinky if you get it.
Can you at least tell me...
Nope.
Okay, no
bait.
Pinky.
Two bait.
Okay,
two bait.
No, okay. Name me a player on the team that I wouldn't know.
Lars Ricken. Yeah, ball knowledge, mate.
So I said 93 was Marseille, so it's a 90. It's 94 onwards.
This guy wants his pinky.
It's not going to be in the 2000s. So it's not on them teams. So it's a team between 94 and it's not 99 because that was us. And that was.
I believe Lars Ricken, the guy that I said scored in the final. I believe.
I feel like I want to say, I don't know, mate.
Borussia Dortmund in 1997.
I was going to say a Dutch team, but fairs.
Lars Ricken is actually also, incidentally, the current managing director of Borussia Dortmund.
Fairs.
So loyal to the soil, you know them ones there.
Man, I
play for the club, man. Manage the club. Do you get me?
Yeah.
Isn't that guy on the team, that Dortmund team as well? That manager, what's his name? Manager with the glasses. I don't think he manages.
What, Klopp?
Yeah, I was going to say.
What's his name? Is his name like Goebbels or something?
Nah, he managed in the
Prem. Goebbels? Don't say that name.
He managed in the Prem, though.
In the Prem?
Yeah.
Ralph Hasenhüttl.
Nah.
What, Glasner?
He's Scottish. Or Irish.
Scottish?
You've lost your mind.
Irish, maybe.
Irish? Dortmund?
Wait, I'll find it.
Yeah, you're going to have to. So, anyways, listen. We beat PSG on XG.
So, you know, you get one of ribbons. You get a ribbon off the trophy.
Hey,
but yeah, look, soon come for you, man, innit?
So, the only thing is, so I'm having some issues with a lot of Arsenal fans.
Yeah.
When it comes to them saying, yo, if we don't get Champions League, then Arteta has to go.
Yeah,
because for me, look, I've been alive over 30 years. I've seen us get to the final of the Champions League once. I've never seen us win it. So, and that was like 20 years ago. So I don't know where we're coming out talking
and
about.
You at that point as well, you're one of the best players on the planet.
We've been to the semi-final twice. So I don't know. And the last one was the other day. So, I don't know where...
Wait, did you play us in semifinals or no?
Yeah, that one. So,
again, you could get Cristiano. I'm trying to say, like...
Right, so, I don't know where... Where man are getting this thing and, oh, it's our standards. Oh, what about your standards? Bro, we have never... What standards? What leg do we have to stand on when it comes to Champions League?
Anything.
All the league stuff
that's
and that.
More
I hear it. Do you get me? League.
Or even compete at the last day for the league.
Champions League, like, you can't have not won something and expect to win something and then...
Of a manager that's never won it before, by the way.
Like, bro, come
like,
on.
Shut up, man, it is.
That's the one problem that I have, but...
Even with me, right, yeah? Even though, you know me, I have so much pride. if I buck Madrid in the Champions League, or I buck Barca, or I buck Bayern,
you're not going to be bothered because Mbappe's up top and you're never shook.
Okay, not them, but it's Madrid though. No, not them, innit? He can be injured, I'm still shook. Would you quit? But if I buck a team that's won it more than us, I immediately bow my head and go, all right, cool.
Bro, we haven't won it.
Bro, I say, yeah.
So
I can't win something.
That I have a problem when it comes to that. But in terms of like expecting us to win the league and stuff like that, and if not, you know, we're looking at the manager, that I can understand. There's also certain other things. Why does Edu not have a job? Nobody wants to explain. Nobody wants to, you understand? But I think I have an idea of why. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, look, if you want to, because we all say it's a results business, right? And we're all like, we're not bothered about what happens from September to rare. At the end of the season, did you win? Did you not? Okay, no. These men have had a better season than you because they've won. We're all removing context.
Yeah.
If we're going to do that, and we're going to do that, let's remove context and say that this season has been Arsenal's best season. Semi-finals of the Carabao, semi-finals of the Champions League, second in the league. Mm.
But really, in true with contest, it's probably been, I'd say, out of the 3 years, which I include this year, of you competing, it's actually been your worst season.
See, and this is the thing, because people pick and choose when they want that, when they want to add the context.
Bro, listen,
to then explain what kind of season.
You know I'm a troll, innit?
So out of context, kids.
So I'm always going to troll Arsenal for not winning. Yeah. But bro, any Arsenal fan that has it in their mind that Arteta has to go is a fucking idiot. He's a fucking idiot. No, let's be real. Bro, you're at the competing stage, and I still look at your team and think he's still overachieving. I'll be real with you. I still look at that front line, and I'm not convinced.
Oh, you with the front line especially, he's been overachieving.
That's my point. Let's say you bring in another bad man, whether it's a winger or a striker, you bring another bad man.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, all right, cool. Now I'll be even more harsher. Because, you know, I don't care for Martinelli. I don't care when he goes. He's another one I don't rate. I only rate Saka in that front line.
That's fair enough.
And I feel like he heavy lifts for the other two, whoever the other two are. I don't care how many times Kai Havertz goes on a little run, because I know when you might need it, he's not going to be there. And the same thing with Martinelli in terms of performances. You're going to have to this year bring in someone else for the forward line. Whether it's the striker or if it's Yildiz, you bring one of them in and I think you'll be a step closer to winning something major.
Yeah, striker and a winger at least, please. Something in midfield as well.
Yeah, so maybe Partey's legs are going a little bit and maybe you want to get more of a controller in there.
You know what? The whole thing about Partey's legs and that, like we'd been saying that and then this year he didn't get injured once and he was probably, from start to finish, our best midfielder.
Nah, Declan Rice was cool.
Yeah, okay, Rice, and he's got the two free kicks. And
I think
Partey was just more consistent, and he's better in the six.
Yeah, and Rice is not a six.
And the six is so important to how Arsenal play. So so for me, in terms of performances in that this season, I put Partey's performance up there, and I guess it's contract year, isn't it? So he's like, okay, cool, I'm going to play. But yeah, obviously we've got Zubimendi in. I think maybe with Jorginho.
Yeah, Zubizin.
I think with Jorginho maybe going out, with Zubimendi coming in, he'll share some of Partey's minutes a little bit more.
One more thing I want to say as well. I genuinely think you should give the captaincy to Rice.
See, I think it's a bit of a hipster thing, man.
If not Rice, at least Saliba or Gabriel.
I think that's prisoner of the moment stuff. I get it. I get where you're coming from.
Do you know who's the order guy with me?
Go on.
I feel like if you take that pressure off him, because obviously he can perform that level, I think he'll be more consistent at that level. I think at times, right, yeah, when it's like heat of the moment or heat of the big game, because he's the captain, just by name, you're looking at him, whereas I don't think you should be. Because I think, in terms of quality, even in their retrospective positions, I'd say frontline Saka, obviously. I'd say midfielders Rice. And obviously backline, I'd say Saliba. And then even Gabriel. I'd say those lot, I'd put them like above him.
Damn. I don't think anyone...
Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't think anyone would have said that last year. I don't think anyone would have said that the year before. I think people are only saying that this year.
But last year you didn't have Rice. We did have Rice last year. Okay.
And nobody was saying, oh, give Rice the captaincy last year. No one was saying that the year before.
Well, but that's year one, though, no?
So But everybody's saying that this year. But the only difference with this year is that Odegaard has been injured and he's had a bad year. One bad year does not mean, yo, take the captaincy off him. Give it to the guy that's in form right now.
They're not saying he should be replaced, though, or even competition. They're not saying none of that. So they're saying that, yo.
Yeah, I'm not either. They can play on the pitch, but take the bat. That's mad. For me, just because somebody else is a little bit more consistent this year and in good form this year, it doesn't mean, yo, take the band off him also, and give it to my man.
Do you know what as well? I feel like it's weird because I'm going to make an argument now for the other person as well.
Go ahead.
I feel like when the going gets tough, right, yeah, I look at your team. From the midfield going forward, there's two people that really want it, the ball, that are demanding it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Rice and Saka. So back to the Rice thing is why I would want, like, if I was an Arsenal fan, I would want Rice to be my captain, because he'd be the one that I'd be like, yo, he's always like trying to get the team going in any style, right? Like, he's always wanting it. And then Saka being it because he's the one, he's that Yo-Yo Ma. When we're in trouble, we're giving him the ball. I wouldn't want it for Saka because I still feel like, as a winger and his age, right, yeah, just let him be the output man and just let him do his thing. But Rice, maybe it's because as a United fan, I had Keane in it. Reminds me a little bit of that in it. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like,
I understand
that
it.
Leader. He also, I feel like he is like a natural leader.
He was captain at West Ham.
Yeah, come on, man. I think long term, I feel like that's your future captain.
I mean, long term, him and Odegaard are similar ages.
Yeah, but
off the top of my head,
there'll be a point where they're gonna know, like, yo, when them man do a huddle, they're gonna do this. Odegaard, and they'll be like, that's safe. So Rice, what are we doing? Yeah, you're just like, that's what's gonna happen.
I don't know about that. I'm not ready to pull the trigger on that just yet.
No comment. That's Rice. So that means that no comment means Rice. I've been in this game long enough to know what that means.
Yeah, I see. A lot of people have said that, yo, take the captaincy off Odegaard. But you know, I'm just not.
But
on that.
I will be like, that's something that there's more legs to it than there is the Arteta out thing.
Because deeper, like the last 4 or 5 games of the season, I know, like, you could say, oh, I don't mean anything, da da da, but Odegaard's actually played really well the last like 4 or 5 games of the season.
But that does mean a lot.
And if that carries on next year and he's back to himself, are we still going to be saying, yo, take the captain's arm off my man, give it to Gabriel,
games,
give it to Rice, da-da-da.
Unless there's something on the line, don't mean nothing. Bro, there was nothing on the line for us on the last day. Villa came to get Champions League and we bopped them. I was so vexed. Before that as well, bro. I watched that, unfortunately.
They probably bottled it.
We were slapping their goal.
They probably bottled it.
I was watching it. I was like, you motherfuckers. 1 week ago, you couldn't do this. You couldn't do this against Spurs. I'm seeing everyone shoot. I'm seeing people run past people physically bigger than them. I went, what the fuck is going on here?
That's bad, bastards! Yeah,
you fucking bastards!
To play well against Aston Villa and then put in that kind of performance against Spurs in like within a week is nasty, nasty.
I was like, you bastards!
Very, very nasty. But yeah, like if Odegaard gets back to himself next year, just to wrap up on that bit, if Odegaard gets back to himself in that year, I bet you no one's saying, yo, take the captain's arm. Oh, what's he doing? Give it to Rice.
I think it's a moment's thing as well.
That might, yeah, exactly. And if my man scores 2 free kicks against Real Madrid, all of a sudden, oh yeah, armband now.
Yeah, if he scores against Barca.
Oh, player of the year now.
If he scores against Barca, then yeah.
Just, oh, player of the year now.
Yeah, but do you know what's crazy?
They're ignoring the fact that Partey's been there all year. Man played right back. Yeah. He played everything. He's been caught all year.
So I've had enough Arsenal glazed. Let me now get back to hating. One other thing as well, right, yeah, is...
If he says off the pitch one more time...
No, off the pitch. No, that. Yeah, Rice scored 2 free kicks, right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But he's a midfielder. I want to see him control the game. Why would PSG popping the ball around? Like, you know what I'm trying to say, things like that as well. Like, we can't just be lying on like, he bagged 2 free kicks. Yeah, okay.
But he'd actually been playing well in those Madrid games, and
Madrid was shit though, wasn't it?
Do you know what I mean? And in the PSG game, even though we lost, I think the first
we saw Tekme.
Bro, you see what Vitinha done in this final where he picked up the ball deep in his own half and he ran through everyone.
Yeah.
Rice did that in the first half of the Emirates against this PSG team. Yeah. Done that, slid Trossard. obviously Donnarumma, great save, and Donnarumma had a good save against Turam as well last night. He's been very, he's played very well with these knockout games. Donnarumma, my opinion of him has not, I don't know if I'd say it's gone up again, but
no,
it's like,
has, has.
It was like, yo, Donnarumma's good. And then I don't know if I was like, yo, he's dead anymore, but like he kind of just disappeared for me.
Do you know,
then he popped up again in the Euros, and then he disappeared again. And then he popped up again for PSG now,
he came about the scene when he was 16 to be the next keeper. Didn't hit the heights of being the keeper, so we kind of like just piled him off a little bit. Bear in mind, because he's in France, we don't see him week in, week out, right?
And now all of a sudden he's got a Euros, he's got a Champions League, he's got a little...
Do you know what it is as well? He's got the Courtois thing about him, right? Yeah, where like they, it's like Courtois, him and Alisson, not Edison, them three.
Yeah.
They have it in them, right? Yeah, where they can be, it sounds dumb, the match winner.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like they can... fuck off all the whole passing out the back and whatnot. They can be like, yo, we're about to get hammered for 45 minutes, so I'm going to make sure that it stays 0-0.
He had a shout for match winner against us, so I'm fully in agreement.
There was that one. There was the game at Anfield, the amount of saves he made.
Oh, yeah, we're even mad.
Obviously, the one at Parc des Princes, he didn't have to do much because they bat. And then, but that game, it was more about Alisson. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah. And he's got the scar on his face, big scar face. Yeah. He's got the aesthetics, man. Uh-huh.
He's Italian as well.
He got that boot in the face. Now he's got the big scar face, and he looks even more. Imagine a man 6'5", cat like, and he's got mad scars on
crazy.
His face.
You might say cat like. You know, the other day I googled how much Onana weighs.
We say it's 100 kg.
It's like 90 kg. I was fucking pissed off. I was like, why are you 90 kg?
It's because he's eating that yam, bro.
But why the fuck are you 90? You're a goalkeeper. Do you know what made me google that? Was the Brendan Johnson goal. Because I was like, yo, why are you jumping up in the air? Why are you not cat-like to get in the corner?
The way he dived there was
dumb. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm like, bro, you know why I am. Because he's fat. Why is he not a cat?
To be fair, Donnarumma weighs 90 kg. But Donnarumma is also like 6'12".
Yeah, so it's calm. Relative to your height, it's calm.
Dembele got a player this season.
Is it? What, Champions League? That makes sense.
Listen, as long as Salah don't win it, I'm cool.
Yeah, I hear it. Shout out to Nigeria, because we know they carry last. We beat Jamaica in the Unity Cup. We beat them 5-4 on pens after the 2-2. Shout out Jamaica.
Did my man play?
Bro, I mean like Chukwueze. Let me
get
it.
Play up front?
No,
it wasn't
like an Osimhen, Einar, Iwobi. It was like some of the other men that are in the squad.
Oh, it was. But damn, here's your minutes.
But I mean, you got like Chukwueze there. Like Chukwueze played. Ghana beat Trinidad 4-0 in the third, fourth place playoffs. London is green, white, and green. Mm. Unfortunately, sorry, T. We'll involve Zimbabwe at some point.
Oh, we haven't actually spoken about the transfer window a little bit.
But listen, Cunha to Man United.
Good signing.
My take. If Onana is your keeper at the start of the season, everything else you do doesn't matter.
I hear where you're coming from, and there's a lot of weight to that. I do feel like...
There better be some weight.
Yeah. After that,
90 kg of weight.
Yeah, that's there's a lot of weight to it. But the offer for Bruno, I think you might actually take it.
Ooh, 100 mil to Saudi.
Bro, take it and run, because...
Rebuild.
I know people are going to laugh of it, man, they're Twitter accountants. It's actually important that it's for him, because... That 100 M's can get slapped onto the transfer kitty, which can buy you 5 quality players.
5? 100? In 2025?
Yeah. Because really? You don't... I don't know. Because the way it works...
You 2 man,
no,
fam.
No. The way it works is we can go and buy a 70 mil pound player and only use 20 mil of the 100 M's.
Installments. That's Klarna.
No, that's my point. But that's
Man United.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Is like, that's why it's a game changer, because it's pure profit. Because him, Garnacho and Rashford, why everyone's honing on as to them getting sold is that cash can get written on the books as the full amount straight away.
Yep.
So if they all three got sold, we're looking at like 170 extra on top of the 125 we can already spend.
Also, it's big if you want to make some extra little deals. It's just more money. To just
so it means that if we go and negotiate for a player right here, and now they become 10 mil more, it's not a problem anymore, because we have to play with. Bear in mind, in my opinion, Man United, really and truly, if they really want to make a big step forward, they got to bring in 5 starters.
I feel you.
5 starters.
What are you saying, T?
They've brought in 1 so far. Then they bring in a striker. They bring in a midfielder, as in a CM. They need to bring in a goalkeeper. And then I would even argue that the left attacking mid has to change.
I feel you.
So the right attacking mid, because now Cunha's there, innit? Then we're gonna play Diallo as right wing back, because let me land. In Amorim's system, one of the wing backs is not a wing back, it's a winger. So Dorgu's going to be the left wing back to play as an actual wing back, and Ahmad's going to play as a winger.
Kiss, quick question for you.
Go on.
How much do you think Garnacho's worth? And how much do you think someone's willing to pay?
How much do I think he's worth?
This guy's going to say 5 mil.
Yeah. He's worth like 25 mil, really and truly. The football world, they think he's currently valued around 45.
Bro, Rashford's release clause is like 40. I'm not paying more than what I'd pay for Rashford.
Rashford will go to Barca and rip it. That's what's going to happen. And that's calm for me. Good for him. Go do your thing. Crash comes to us. Garnacho, it's important we get the fuck out of the club.
Bro, I hear that, but I don't know how much you think you lot are going to get for him, though.
I'll take 5 mil right now, by the way. I'll tell you that right now. I need him to get out of this club, bro. Because you know what, as well? Also, there's the whole Racismo thing as well, isn't it? Where he's already got the certain parts of the fan base that are backing him in it because he's a young. But I'm like, bro. I'm like, fuck. You know what? I'll say it. Fuck Racismo, bro. He's shit. Just get him gone, blood. Alright, if he was cold, then calm, do your thing, innit? I'll back him out as well. He was cold. But he's not cold. Get him gone, bruv. Get him the fuck out of here. Because we've got another white boy coming through, which I'm happy about. He's playing quite well. So
another Wimbo?
Lacey, innit? He played well.
Shay Lacey.
He's just got to make sure that he don't get injured. Kone's playing well. Matt, listen, make Man United black again, we're gonna be cold.
That little DM.
I'm just saying, yeah, we're gonna be cold.
Just don't do too much and be like, he's a Pogba regen. What regen is he? Because I know you lot have already said it, you've already done it, you've already ruined it.
He's good, yeah, he's got a bit of a Kante thing about
The Kante.
But he's techie. He's techie, though. He can take the ball and run with it, you know what I'm saying?
He can take the ball and run with it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's techie, man. He's techie. Do you know who else I like a lot, though? Who I think... So, if we were to get the 70 mil, I think it's 80 or 100 mil for Bruno, and we were to do the stupid thing and go and try and blow it bare for one player, I personally want to go to Brighton and get Belaba.
Didn't I say about Belaba like 3-4 weeks ago? I said, yo, grab my man.
I'm seeing all these men talk about Edison. Nah, he's nice, but that's the guy I want.
Yeah, grab my man. That's the guy I want. He's actually cold. I really want him, but we've got Zubimendi. I don't think that's the direction we're going to go in.
Yeah,
it's peak.
Yeah, I think you men are making your team white again, innit? Midfield at least, isn't it?
It's not black enough, man.
I like that. I'm looking at my team and I'm like, I think Amorim wants to do the same. No. No.
You're saying you don't want him to whitewash?
No. Only person that to get away with a whitewash was Fergie for the 08 period. But prior to the 08 period, he even had a bare black man as well. So like, no. Even he understood that you know, there's a time and a place for this, all right?
He said, Jemba, yeah. Fuck off. Yeah. Fortune. Fuck off.
Yeah, he brought in Ronaldo, Rooney, Tevez, Berbatov. I was like, all right, Fez, that's all right for that time.
Fergie whitewashing, you know.
But technically our best ever team, we had Cole and Yorkie up top, innit? Two-man step, you know what I'm saying?
Cole pops.
Yeah, I'm trying to say, yeah. But other than that, the team was actually white as well. Another idea.
Well, Arsenal look like we're going to get Zubimendi over the line. We've got a couple of players that are going out. The likes of Zinchenko potentially. Tierney's contract is running down. Jorginho, go on.
I have a hot take. 120 mil as they're saying that they're going to spend on him. I don't actually think he's worth that.
Who?
Wirtz.
Who, Wirtz?
I think Wirtz is cold.
Liverpool.
But when I watched him play, which by the way is a very limited amount, mainly it being internationally.
Yep.
So I watched him in Musiala and I went, all right, cool. I can see why Musiala's worth 120. Even when they get knocked out, I could see that game and be like, yeah, safe. I watched Wirtz and I went, all right, he's good. All right, that's about it. So, yeah, it's dope for them that they're getting him.
No, Wirtz is very good.
I'm probably wrong about it, but I just don't see the 120. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Unfortunately, that's the market these days.
No, because and for me, because 120, I'm looking at him to be like, all right, cool, you better be as good as Pogba.
I mean, like we bought Rice for 105, and I still think that that's too much.
But I think that's just. I think with Rice, that's a bit too much. If you man popped 80 on him, aye, calm, 80. It's a lot of money, but calm. 105.
It's like, yo, hold on.
Hold on. I'm putting on, the proper glasses on, all the way on. They're hanging off, I have a big nose. So they're hanging off my nose a little bit. But
that's why you got Scorch on Filthy talking like he's talking, because of the price tag and all them
things. Yeah, no, because I'm going to defend Paul till the day I fucking die. So every man over 100 M's, I bet to see the most maddest tech I've seen in my fucking life. And if that ball bounces off your shin, oh my days, I'm killing you. So every time that ball bounces off this man, this little German boy's shins,
little German boy.
I'm gonna be like, yeah, you're a tech man, yeah? You're a tech man, yeah, you're not on Jamal.
Oh boy, well,
but to be fair, ball bouncing off his shin, it fits on that team, innit?
Well, it'll ricochet to the next man. It'll just slap it in from 20 yards.
It'll ricochet to
Jota or something.
To Jota or to Salah. All them men with zero tech but 100 finishing in it. They are the least teched out cool team that are good that I've ever seen in my life.
Nah, Szoboszlai's got tech. McAllister's very techy.
They can have tech.
McAllister's tech. Bro, they're
not
bro,
like that, though. They're
bro,
like
Argentina
that.
Won the World Cup. McAllister's looking like the second best player
stuff. They're
the
not
team.
A saucy team, though. You know what I'm trying to say? You see the three white men in Paris. In Paris. That's tech, man. You know what I'm trying to say? That's Paul Walker's. You know what I'm trying to talk about? They're saucy with it, yeah.
Diaz has got a little bit.
I don't know. Even that guy.
It's a
Colombian.
Bit sketchy, but he's got a little bit.
It's not the same. It's not the same, though. Nunes is a knock and run. That ain't there.
Nunes, your boy. Relax.
Yeah, but they're still knock and run. It's not Isaac. You know what I'm trying to say? It's not. There's no swagger.
Van Dijk.
He's the only one.
Big swag.
He's the only one.
Trent.
But he's not anymore.
Big drip.
He's not anymore.
He's not there anymore.
He's got Frimpong. Another knock and run. Look at that, bro.
I think that might backfire.
That's going to 100% backfire. I saw his a comp of him, right, yeah? Of just his overall play. Mm. I was like, yo, this is a fail comp.
But they're moving, I can't lie, but even the fact that like they're linked to somebody like Wirtz, that shows me, yo, Liverpool, like they're moving serious. Or like they have intentions of moving serious and trying to retain this league.
Yeah.
We really gotta think about that.
But I think it's going under the radar, which is weird. But if you watching that City rebuild.
Boy, I'm hearing that Shaqiri might go there.
And is it Renders?
Reinders. I've been screaming about Reinders for the longest. And nobody at Arsenal heard me.
So
but Pep heard me because he watches the bet. He listens to the bench podcast.
So you're telling
he
me...
Said, yeah, cool.
So Charles, you're telling me that midfield is now going to be a fit Rodri. Technically, he's still a Ballon d'Or winning Rodri.
Rodri, Reinders.
And Shaqiri.
Yeah, mad.
Yeah, mate, the league's done.
Double RC.
Double RC. Then they got they're gonna get a new iOS update for the robot.
Yeah.
They're shifting off Grealish, which means that they're bringing in someone. Do you know what I'm saying?
Where's Grealish gonna go?
I'd take him.
Man, you lot should have done that.
We'll do a reverse.
Reverse Tevez. You went with Sancho. Yeah. You should have got.
Oh
Grealish.
My days! I forgot about that guy. That guy might be coming back as well.
Yeah. He's going back to United. Man, United.
Technically, it's a new manager. Let me put an arm around.
Hey, he's a new man. You see that goal in the final against Betis?
You know what? I need more PMP.
It's a new man, fam.
Bring me in Buemo.
Ian Buems.
Yes.
We'll see.
Someone was crazy. Someone said that if you gave him Bembo a hairline, he'd be worth 75 mil.
Goodness gracious. It's all aesthetics in this game, innit? Yeah. Right, so T, what are we saying? What? Sesko or Gyökeres? I'm seeing a bag of chat, man. Oh, my man scored a million goals in Portugal. What we do? Why can't we get him?
But you know what's crazy?
Oh, my man's 21. He's got more tech. He's 6'5 than it will be.
Do you know what's crazy about Gyökeres? I don't even... There's something off about him. You mind seeing? I don't know. I can't pinpoint it, but there's something not right about that pack.
Oh, the comps are going crazy.
But even though the comp, I'm seeing bare pens. And also, I'm seeing a ball bounce off his shin as he runs. I'm like, yo, this is not making sense to me. How is he? I'll give one thing. His ball striking lit. But why is no other big team coming for him? Can we just see this for 1 second? You might not be looking at him. Why? But. There's a reason.
I'm sure we're not the only team that was looking at it.
No, but you're not now. You might have moved. There's a reason there. There's a reason that every big team is going, nah. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Everyone's doing the nah thing in it.
Because if it was
obviously my team's got his fucking cheated on our team, so obviously he wants him.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yo, low key, no. No.
It's one of the, yeah. It's one with that, the fact that no one no one that we know of has been rumoured of looking at him. Maybe that could be a red flag, because let's say, for saying sake, if Isak was available for the same price,
every single person,
man, I lined up.
Spam.
Like I was in the bar last
bro,
night.
Bro, we're calling up Klarna, be like, can we make it like 3 months, 5 years? We're doing all that to try and get him as well.
Right. And then, yeah.
See Sesko?
And then on the other side, there's Sesko as well.
I don't know about him, bro. I don't know about Jason, literally, your jokes.
That's our German correspondent, obviously.
No. I would.
Are you bringing up the text?
Yeah. I mean, low key, you have to read it out because certain words. I can't like.
Oh, it's one of them ones.
Yeah, man can't. So it is from. Yeah, yeah. It's from from here, Big Copium.
Be real, Sesko is. he's decent. he's very good. Got ball striking. We're finished. Havertz. For God's sake. Yeah, so our German correspondent, who is a Dortmund fan, who, you know, is regularly probably a little bit more tuned into the Bundesliga than we are, is not necessarily convinced about Sesko either. Looks like they're both big risks. So do you take the risk that is like, how old is Jochen's like 27?
Yeah. He's coming to his prime.
So do you take that one, or do you take somebody like Sesko, who's 21, who still probably has time to be able to get better, probably costs a little bit more, but yeah, you're probably looking to stabilize the team long term with a number nine for a couple of years.
If I was you, I'd go for Sesko. I would try to get neither. Really and truly.
Man said, I would try to get neither. Yeah. That is
but if the choice is them two, I'd go Sesko. So if by the way, Wolves at Man United now, with those two strikers, and I'm being told, like, yo, it's either them two or Hoyland.
Mm.
So I got to pick one of them two. I'd go for Sesko as well.
Yeah.
Really and truly, we should be all going for Osimhen.
Osimhen.
Because it could be cheaper as well, because they want to get him gone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say.
I'd go for Isak.
Obviously, but like,
but these men are
going.
Just pricing the tick. Like,
and they got champs in it now as well. But I'm hearing they might get Mbeumo as well.
Yeah, I heard him. But I heard Mark Gehi as well from Palace is looking to go.
That front line has now become very good.
Could be a madness. And if they get Gehi there with Botman,
Then all of
in the back line, Nick Pope in goal.
Because they already have a cold midfield.
They have a thug in midfield. Yeah. Joe Linton is a...
Joe Linton and Bruno.
He needs a sentence. Yeah, and Bruno Loki needs a sentence as well.
Yeah, and then they got the gambling addict right behind them as well. Yeah.
Right, Tonali was turned last year as well. Yeah. Like, when he started getting regular in the team, he became turned. So that midfield, yikes.
Big up the tune, innit?
Yeah, aye, boy. But, yeah, man, another season, Arsenal didn't win anything. Tottenham are winning stuff. Chelsea are winning stuff.
But my Ajax are winning stuff. Big up PSG.
Boy. They've all got chat for us, man. As soon as they win stuff, they come to Arsenal. Why do they come to Arsenal?
You're the rivals, not for them.
Bro, everyone. Ooh. If you lot won Europa League, you wouldn't be champion for 5 minutes. You'd be talking to Arsenal.
No, but you know it's because...
Why?
I would want to go and cuss out the other two teams, but one of them won the league and the other one is just better than us, so I can't go cuss them out. So therefore it would be
so it's us.
So by default, I'm sorry. Okay? If I won the champs, then I wouldn't even thought about you.
Oh, you can piss on everyone.
Yeah, but
everyone.
If I won the league, I can go to Liverpool, but like, 21 dickheads. I could go to City. Alright, cool, it's finished now. But I didn't do any of that.
Oh,
so
man.
If I won the Europa, Who didn't get a trophy?
What's the target next year? Top 10?
I'll be real. The target is... It's not even next year. The target is get a good window. A good window where... Again, I'll say it again. Man United have this thing where I know we're 15th, but there are very good players in that team. So if you get 5 top players in, automatically things change.
I hear it.
So there could even be a push for a Champions League spot if you get 5 top quality players in.
I believe you'll need 2 windows for that, potentially 3. Mm. I don't think that'll happen for you in 1. And then, what? Are we going to win something next year? What are we going to do, man?
Hopefully.
Let's hope so, man. We've been on the brink for a few...
Oh, but I want to say...
Go on.
Shake my hand.
What's up?
Hey, safe for Haven, fam. That boy's incredible. Haven.
Oh, hey.
I'll be real. He's a good player. I think he's as good as Yoro.
I thought Yoro was the man.
No, Yoro is the man. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I think we got two G's. Two. I'm going to say the word soon. But I think we got two of them.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yo, Yoro's cold. It's like, Haven is fucking cold. That Hobbit ain't coming back in that back line. I'm sorry, he ain't.
I forgot about him.
Do you know what it is?
I actually forgot about Lisandro Martinez.
I get why you didn't play him, because you already have two cold man there, and you already played two.
There's
and I get,
no way he's getting in.
And I get why he left, because he's fucking cold. So he's like, I ain't sitting on a bed for no one.
Hear it.
The only thing is, right, that's techie. I think I told you this as well. You can't have three cold centre backs, because one of the guys is going to be like, yo, I'm too good to be sitting here. You got to have two cold centre backs and two good centre backs. That's how it has to work, the dynamic.
Depends on the gaffer, innit? If the gaffer can pull everyone together and make everyone and keep everybody happy.
Because obviously,
because people won't be happy.
Because City play with four centre backs, so technically they found a cheat code.
Yeah, well, yeah, play them all. If the gaffer can find a way to keep them all happy, then maybe he can make it work.
Mm.
But yeah, that's all we got time for, guys. That's all we got time for on this episode of the Bench Podcast. I think I make that episode, what's that, 163, 164? One of the 160s, anyways. We're going strong, long and strong. Pause. Season's
like,
over.
Damn.
Season's over.
Turning to me now.
Season's over, but you know, there's some other football that's going on over the summer. There's the Women's Euros. There's the Club World Cup. I think there's the Nations League as well. So there is going to be plenty of football. Don't worry. It's not going to be coming up to the Saturday, coming up to the Sunday. Oh, what are we doing? Oh, what are we doing? Oh, we ain't got nothing to do. Don't worry. There's some stuff to do. There's some stuff to talk about. And we will be talking about all of these things on Apple, Spotify, you know, the regular DSPs. We've got Twitter, Facebook. We actually do have Facebook. We don't really use it like that. Twitter and TikTok as well. Benched Pod UK is the handle on all of those sites. There will be some changes going on throughout the summer, and we'll keep you updated with all of those as they unfold. But for now, you know how it is. You know what it is. It's myself. It's Kizza. He's on his phone already. It's my boy in the back there, T. All of us here from the Bench Podcast, and we are over and out for another week.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.